ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Tokyo Olympic Games may be over, but there are just 3 years to go before the next Olympics in Paris, when breakdancing is going to make its debut. Its introduction is part of the International Olympic Committee's strategy of attracting younger audiences, which has already led to BMX, bike riding and skateboarding being added to the medal program. But as Catherine Grau reports, breaking could strike a particular chord in the Pacific, because in Papua New Guinea and elsewhere around the region, there's plenty of raw talent.
There aren't any dance studios here. This is Nine Mile, a settlement on the outskirts of the PNG capital, Port Moresby. It's dusty, hot and crowded. Many of the makeshift homes are made from scrap metal, and water and electricity can be hard to come by. But it's home to Carl Peter, better known to many as B-Boy Fly 40.
12 days.
He's tipped to be PNG's best Olympic chance in breakdancing, or breaking as it'll be called when it debuts at the 2024 Paris Games.
I do breaking because I feel free when I dance b-boy. It makes me happy. It's like it's giving me a reason to do something I love to do.
The 22-year-old's copped criticism from others in the settlement who question what he's doing. But for Carl, the small breakdancing community is his family.
So I come from a negative background where a lot of drugs and gang violence. So b-boy is a thing where I do, it keeps me away from them. And I know what's good from what I do.
He picked up breaking more than a decade ago after watching the man who's considered to be PNG's pioneer of the dance, George Tao, or b-boy monkey stunts. Like so many of PNG's b-boys, George Tao's life has been tough too.
Breaking itself, for me personally, became a way out from everything.
The little b-boy community he's helped grow are all self-taught, relying on YouTube and each other.
In the earlier days, we just caught a spot and we all just turned up and trained each other. That's what we did. So I taught him something, he helped me, and we all helped each other. We're looking at people who come from broken families, people who come from a lot of, you know, struggles. So when they come to train, they train really, really hard. When they go home, they're back to whatever they face at home.
They're the sort of guys that the Active City Development Program in Port Moresby is trying to reach, teaching them yoga, kickboxing, acrobatics and all genres of dance. Dr. Joanne Ball-Burgess is its Director of Dance and Education. She says they have around 10 b-boyers they're working with.
We know that there's so many challenges, not just the same as maybe a breaker who's learned breaking or b-boying in a dance studio. These guys are learning it as the culture of b-boying started, which was in settlements, in the ghetto. B-boying was a communication. It was a way to communicate, a way to kind of dance out the stress. Before gangs were violent, they would dance, and whoever won, they had the territory. I would say that our dancers here in PNG are using b-boying for its original purpose and not even knowing it already.
Breakdancing evolved in the 1970s in the streets of New York's Bronx District. 50 years later, in 2024, it will make its debut at the Paris Olympic Games.
No one saw this coming.
Dr. Rachel Gunn is a lecturer at Macquarie University who studied breakdancing, but she's also one of Australia's top breakers, known as B-Girl Ray Gunn.
It's not that breakers have been advocating for breaking's inclusion into the Olympics for years and years and years. This came out of the blue for us.
But she says breaking's inclusion is a huge win for the sport.
I think for a lot of dancers, it's really meaningful that people see breaking as a legitimate activity that requires athleticism, that has required dedication, that has required hard work and sacrifice and skill and in breaking artistry.
As B-Girl Ray Gunn, Dr. Gunn is currently tied as Australia's top female and she hopes to qualify for the 2024 Games.
I'm training hard. I've got goals certainly to work towards Paris 2024, but it's still a few years away and you just don't know what's going to happen. I'm fortunate that, you know, I have access to a really fantastic coach and I'm in a good position at the moment.
But in places like PNG, it's not easy to access coaches, and it's something Carl Peter, or B-Boy Fly 40, is worried about.
It's our dream. This is what we've been practicing for, to go out and compete, you know, but it's just we don't have enough support system.
At the moment, his support system is the breaking pioneer, George Tao, who runs sessions with his squad, the Tribal Breakers, most days of the week.
These are guys that train on the streets in really tough, and we don't train in gyms. Technical-wise, I'm very sure that they're ready. They can do it, but it's more or less the mentality to go along to take this, you know, all the way sort of thing for us. So and also the consistency. We can't just go in and out sort of thing.
That's exactly how Dr. Joanne Ball-Burgess from the Active City Development Program sees it as well.
I see a lot of raw talent. What is needed here for dancers to succeed is consistency, is discipline and reliability.
But she believes it is likely that at least one of PNG's breakers could qualify for the Games.
Providing a different type of dance genre, a different type of sport, it might level the playing field. It might provide a moment for more representation for different types of Olympians. However, I am also aware that those who do have more access, have access to physio and, you know, different types of items that will help their dance. They're still privileged within the sport. I'm not blind to that fact. However, at the same time, I'm also very excited that perhaps our marginalized youth who perhaps never thought that they could possibly be an Olympian now have the chance as breakers, as B-boys, to come through Active City Development Program and represent their country.
Dr. Joanne Ball-Burgess from the Active City Development Program in Port Moresby, ending that report from Catherine Grau.